Hello and welcome. This is the Dirty Tech Talk podcast, where we are here to teach you the dirty details of technology. I am Christine Schwab, your co-host, and I'm here to guide you through your technology journey, asking the dirty questions we all want to hear. With me today is Danny Mullen, our co-host and our expert on technology. Hi, Danny.
Hello, Christine. Thanks for being here with me today. I'm so excited about our topic.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I greatly appreciate it. It's a beautiful day here, especially in Texas. Weather's nice. We're in February and it's about 70-something degrees. Can't beat that.
No, definitely can't. I love it.
Super Bowl weekend.
Exactly.
Yes. Game day. It's on everybody's mind.
Go Saints.
Hey. Ain't there no more.
Ain't that the truth.
So, yes, it's definitely great to be here, and I have to say, I am so excited to introduce our first season, which is our Mobile Mastery series. Knowing some of the topics that we've discussed, that you've pretty much put into my mindset and put on paper for me, I will have to say that these are definitely topics that have left a really bad taste in my mouth.
Did you bring mouthwash today?
You know, I didn't, but that's a good idea with these, because they have definitely, in many ways, required some type of mouthwash. They've required some type of cleanliness. So, Dude.
But here, I don't know if we can talk about clean here in the Dirty Tech Talk.
We're not here to clean things up?
Yeah, in a figurative way, maybe. But
Okay. Well, I have to say, through my personal experiences and many stories I've heard from other people, mastering the mobile phone is definitely a challenge, and it's something that we all should be more confident in. So let me ask you, do you have any personal experiences yourself with this particular topic?
I probably have a few personal experiences, but I mean, my main one would be contact loss. You know, I change devices from time to time, and just recently, I got a new phone for work, and actually, it was interesting because
Wait, your work provides an upgrade?
Sometimes, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet job. Way to go.
Unfortunately, it wasn't the iPhone 7.
Dang. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
It happens.
All right. So, contact loss. Explain.
So, it was interesting because I set this phone up, and I had been upgrading from a 4 to a 5 to a 6, so on and so forth over the past few years. And I decided this time I'm just going to start over. And I did this on all the devices that I had. I've been using smartphones for many years, and I decided, hey, I'm just going to start over. Because through all the upgrades, I had some squirrels out there running around, scratching at things. So anyway, all of a sudden I went to my contacts before I loaded anything. And I go, wait, what are these 5 contacts? And it was very strange. What they were is they were actually stored in an obscure server that I forgot existed. And so the way the phone got set up due to some settings that had to be put on there for security, all of a sudden these contacts appeared. So even us experts get caught with, hey, where is this? Where did this come from? Why is it here? So I feel if even a person like me has that problem, I mean, certainly everybody does.
Okay. Do you have another personal experience besides contact?
Well, this is actually...
Everybody wants to know where people are and where they're at, so definitely.
Well, I do. Actually, this one is, I consider, a funny story. Actually, it depends on whose eyes you see it through. Probably wasn't funny for my friends at the time. Actually, a little dirty in some ways, if you get my drift. Wink, wink.
We are kind of dirty here, so let's clean it up.
Exactly. Well, we're going to clean it enough to talk about today.
Right.
So, needless to say, you know, he got divorced, and...
Ooh, the dirty D.
The dirty D, that's correct.
Right.
Lo and behold, he still didn't realize it, but his ex-wife used the iCloud account they set up together.
Bummer!
Exactly. Well, lo and behold, he's out snapping like a crazy man pictures of him and his new girlfriend.
Oh gosh, scandalous.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Very scandalous.
So tell me how that would be relevant with anything that means the photos, I'm assuming?
Well, he got a nasty call from his ex-wife asking why he was sending photos of him and his new girlfriend to her phone. And it was simply, you know, if you don't know where you're putting things, you can get into a lot of trouble.
Okay, you heard that. Always know where you put your things.
Exactly.
From the Danny, right here. Okay. Well, I would definitely say that that presents a lot of unknown problems to many people. I can understand it. So, in this series, you have 7 topics that you're going to discuss with us to ensure that this will never happen. So, what's the first that we're going to go over?
Well, the first topic I'd like to go over is why do I need a backup? You know, and so what I found is that too often people, they don't have backups or they don't even know why they need one. And that's usually why they don't have one. So I want to talk about why do I need a backup? Remember, I mean, you can go on a cruise with your new girlfriend since you just got divorced. Your photos will show up on your ex-wife's phone if you're not careful. But guess what? What happens when your phone goes over to cruise ship? Do you really want to go ask your ex-wife for those photos that you took with you and your new girlfriend?
Ooh, or you think, you know, you go snorkeling and you drop it and it goes further than you can go.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, I'm thinking probably having a backup would be a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your second topic?
Well, I have to say, definitely, and it segues from the first a little bit, and that is, why is the cloud important?
We've heard of this cloud thing.
That's correct. And the main reason that it's important is because data is saved offline. So should your phone go over that cruise ship, you know, all the types of data you have on your phone, whether it's your contacts, your photos, your apps, data from your apps, all of those things, they will can be stored in the cloud, which means that, you know, suddenly you can go from having to change your underwear to thinking, hey, I'm confident. I got this. I don't really need to worry. Sure, I lost the last 5 photos I took, maybe. But at the end of the day, I have everything else.
Okay. Well, like I said, I've heard of the cloud. But like many, we're probably questioning and we're wondering, well, is it truly secure? Is that really secure?
No, it definitely is. In today's modern cloud structure, it can be secure for sure. But you have to follow a few steps for it to be secure. The first one is good passwords. So I'm kind of thinking, your name being Christine, you probably should make your password be Bill. I mean, something a little different than just your name. You know, I mean, after all, no one would know Bill was your boyfriend from back in 3rd grade. So, you know, it might work. The problem is it's also only 4 characters. You know, I would tell you to try Bob, your boyfriend from 4th grade. But that one can work the same forward and backwards. So, you know, I mean, the hackers, they probably could figure that one out really quick. Lo and behold, good passwords. I suggest a good 8 to 10 character password. And there's several methods. And coming up in these series, we'll discuss methods for good passwords. But 8 to 10 characters as a rule is good. Second, 2FA, which is 2-factor authentication. I strongly suggest turning this on. It's a hassle, but look for 2-factor authentication in all of your apps and different accounts because it allows a secondary authentication required for you to log in. So even if your password was Bob, for the most part, it'd still be difficult for somebody to log in.
Okay, so I would have to say all these topics sound like there's a lot more information that we really need to identify and go with, basically more than someone like me could handle. What I'd like to do is I'd like to go over basically the first 3 in which you've applied or that we're going to actually put into our season, our series. So the first is going to be, why do I need a backup? Why is the cloud important? And basically, is this secure? Are we secure doing all of these things? Now, Danny, what is our 4th topic?
So the 4th topic we're going to talk about is, why should I use the iTunes Store? And what the reason for that, iTunes Store, I know we're talking a little bit more Apple than other devices at the present moment.
Well, Apple is definitely our select item or our select process at this point. So that, like we said before in our introduction, Apple is going to be that topic or that actual device that we're going to be utilizing throughout these series.
That's correct. And so, you know, they have Android Store and they have Windows Store, but we're going to focus currently on iTunes specifically, just because we're more familiar with it. But most of the things that apply to iTunes do apply to these other stores.
Right. It doesn't mean that we're not going to branch off and possibly per, you know, the actual listeners' topics and questions. We can definitely do something on Android and other things.
And
so,
that's
yeah,
true.
We can branch off.
Exactly. So sure. I'd say the iTunes Store, the main reason we need it is it can assist in most of the things we've talked about just now, because any purchases made generally can be backed up. In addition, security is, you know, if you go out to Billy Bob's website and you download the latest application, how can you be sure that's a good app? I recognize you can't always be sure if you get it from iTunes 100%, but it's more like a 99% or 99.9. So, and the reason for that is Apple certifies apps in some cases. In addition, you have reviews. So if you have lots of bad reviews, chances are you wouldn't use that app.
Might not be the best.
I mean, after all, most people don't go out to a restaurant if it says the food is awful. So you wouldn't, generally you should try and do the same thing with your apps.
Okay. So what is our fifth?
Well, do I need to plug it in?
Plugging it in.
That's correct. And of course, you know, in future episodes outside the Mobile Mastery series, we'll talk about making sure it's protected before you plug it in. But that's really not applicable for the current discussion that we're talking about. And the answer is yes. I mean, clearly, with the exception of some of the phones that have wireless charging, you do need to plug it in to charge it at a minimum. So if you can incorporate that charging with backing up, then you almost always have a backup. Because most of us have to plug in our phone anywhere from 24 to 48 hours, sometimes 72. So if you can do a plug it into your computer to charge, you're getting backups.
So what is our sixth out of our seven topics that we're going to present during this Mobile Mastery?
Photo storage.
Photos. Everybody likes taking pictures.
Exactly. And as storage on phones has become bigger, and as, you know, the phones have become our primary camera, we've got to a point where we have a lot of photos.
And I think you hit it correctly, Danny. I don't have a personal camera. Guess what I do? I pull out my phone and I take pictures. I'm a photo mama maniac. And I agree, that's the only way I take pictures.
Exactly. Well, did you know that there's services out there that will back up your photos?
No.
I bet many people don't know that.
No, I don't. So you're telling me that you're going to teach us what we can do to ensure we have our photos.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing that I don't want is, you know, I don't want to go over to your house like I did about 3 years ago and see the stack of old phones you have.
Well, I wish I only knew you that long ago.
Dang, I'm busted. All right, well, I want to go over to this fictitious person and see the stack of phones on the counter and go, what are those? And have your answer be, that's my photo backup. That's where I store them all, because I don't know what to do with them. And I say, hey, how about that trip to Hawaii? And you go, hold on, let me see what phone that's on. I mean, that would be quite annoying. So it'd be nice to have them all in one place.
I would stop coming around that person. That would be an annoyance. Okay, so storage.
I've met a few people that were pretty close to being that bad simply because they didn't have the information that we were getting ready to share with everybody.
Well, glad to know.
And for free.
And for free. Oh, look at that. You're going to attain the knowledge for free how to be a master at this.
That is a true statement.
So we're on number six. We said seven. What is that final topic in this season that we will be discussing?
Do you know where your data is?
Oh.
Quite frankly.
It's a question. It's a question.
Exactly. And just like everything, do you know where your kids are?
Ah, nice.
Do you know where you're sticking that thing? I'm talking the USB sticks, people. You know, so these questions are important.
Yeah. Do you know where your data is?
Exactly.
Love it. Explain.
Just like the story that I told at the beginning, the last thing you want is to go out with your new love and have all these pictures appearing on your past flame's device. I mean, I don't think that would probably be a wise idea in my case. I mean, just my thoughts.
Agree. I wouldn't want someone to know where I was or could have been or hadn't been. I agree. It's an invasion of privacy in most aspects.
Especially, and another thing too is, what happens if, I mean, I don't know, you get a little frustrated one day with your phone and you just click that big erase that phone button? Because, I mean, after all, that can happen for sometimes. And I don't know you wouldn't really accidentally do it, but let's say an update comes along and it asks you a question you didn't understand it. Lo and behold, here you are answering the question you asked, and you realize this update erased the phone. Full erase. You got nothing. Well, you need to know, where is your data? Because if you don't know where your data is, you can't back it up properly. So it really ties into the backups, but it also ties into security and privacy. Because the last thing you want to do is think that something's clean or think that you wiped a phone properly, and lo and behold, your ex-flame has access to your data because you didn't realize it was stored on their phone.
So, Danny, I would say that all of these topics are very vital to our existence with the mobile technology that we are in and experiencing today. So, out of the seven, I'm going to recap what we discussed and what we're going to be actually putting on further podcasts at this time. So the seven of the many topics that we will be discussing are: number one, why do I need a backup? Number two, why is the cloud important? Three, is this secure? Four, why should I use the iTunes store? Five, do I need to plug it in? Six, photo storage. And seven, do you know where your data is?
Wow, that's a lot of information we have to discuss. It's almost overwhelming.
I would say it is, but it sounds like important information.
No, it's definitely important information, and I look forward to our upcoming episodes. By the end of this season, I guarantee everyone out there listening will be a master of their mobile universe.
And I would say most definitely, and I look forward to it myself. It was a pleasure being with you today and going over these topics. I am thoroughly excited about what is coming up at this point.
Well, thank you for joining me as the co-host today.
My pleasure. And thank you for joining us today. Join us next week on this podcast where we teach you the dirty details of technology that will build your confidence and allow you to compute happily. Thank you.